The FBI arrested a Russian national today. He was the analyst who was a key source of information for the Steele dossier, which was said to contain details about former President Trump's alleged ties to Russia. The arrest is all part of an investigation being conducted by the Justice Department. And NPR's Ryan Lucas joins us now with more. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Allison.
All right, so who exactly is this man who got arrested?
His name is Igor Danchenko. He was born in Russia, but has lived and worked here in the U.S. for many years. He's done think tank work as well as work for corporate intelligence and investigative firms. And it was his work on behalf of one of those outfits in 2016 that put him in the middle of a political and legal storm. And that's because Danchenko was one of the key sources of information, as you mentioned, for the so-called Steele dossier. That's that collection of reports with allegations about Donald Trump pulled together by a former British spy. Mm-hmm. And as you may recall, that dossier contains salacious claims about Trump, as well as, of course, allegations of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 election.
Right. I remember that dossier very, very well. So what are the specific charges against him?
Danchenko has been indicted on 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. He was interviewed several times by the FBI in 2017 as agents were trying to corroborate information in the Steele dossier. Now, according to the indictment, Danchenko lied to the FBI in those interviews, and he lied about a number of things. Prosecutors say he lied about his contacts with a public relations executive who had longstanding ties to the Democratic Party and to the Clintons in particular. Prosecutors say Danchenko completely fabricated a phone call that he told agents he received from the president of the Russian American Chamber of Commerce, who provided a tip about a purported conspiracy between Trump and Russia. And this information made its way into the Steele dossier. Now, the indictment says these alleged lies mattered for several reasons, including because the FBI spent time and money and resources trying to corroborate these things. Now, Danchenko appeared briefly in federal court today in Virginia and was released on bond.
Okay. So, I mean, just to remind everybody, Robert Mueller and the FBI investigated those connections you mentioned between former President Trump and Russia. Can you talk about, like, what does this case have to do with that investigation?
Right. Mueller and the FBI spent almost 2 years investigating those alleged ties. It's important here to say that the Steele dossier played no role in the decision to open the Trump-Russia investigation. It did, however, play a role in the FBI's surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor, and the FBI has been criticized for that, including by the Justice Department's own inspector general. Mueller, of course, wrapped up his work in early 2019, but the political battle over the Trump-Russia investigation, of course, did not end there. Remember, Trump and his attorney general, William Barr, both promoted the idea that there was serious misconduct in the Trump-Russia probe. Barr appointed a man named John Durham to investigate the early days of the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation and to find out whether there was any wrongdoing. Danchenko was charged as part of Durham's investigation. And Durham's investigation, I will say, has now lasted longer than Mueller's did.
Interesting. And what has Durham done so far?
Well, 3 people have faced charges in Durham's probe thus far. The first was a low-level FBI lawyer who pleaded guilty to doctoring an email. The other was a prominent Washington lawyer who worked at a firm with close ties to the Democratic Party. He's facing a single false statements count, a charge that he says is baseless and politically motivated. And now today we have this case here against Igor Danchenko.
All right. That is NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.